and will next be joined by Minnesota's Jamie Traxel momentarily. And it looks like we actually are joined by Coach Traxel at this time. The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jamie Traxel. The Golden Gophers are 36-15 this season and went 17-4 in Big Ten play, finishing one game behind conference champion Michigan. Minnesota's the defending Big Ten tournament champion and enters this year's tournament as the number two seed, earning a first-round bye and awaiting a quarterfinal matchup against either 7th-seeded Wisconsin or 10th-seeded Purdue on Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time on BTN. Coach, good morning, and thanks for joining us. If you could open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Thank you for having me. You know, new chapter in the season for everybody, and we're looking forward to postseason play.
Great. Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
And, Coach, while we wait for our media questions to populate, can you touch a little bit on how the transition has been this season, your first as the head coach at Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, I think transition is what it is, and I've done it 2 years in a row now at two different programs that are different places. And I think change is change, and there's a lot of different things that come with it, a lot of moving parts, a lot of variables, you know, and I don't think just because you walk into a successful program that it's any different for anybody. And it took us, you know, through our season and through the entire year to keep getting better, to learn about each other and figure things out. And I'm proud of how our kids have handled it because there's a lot on their plate, a lot of adversity, a lot of differences, you know, a lot of things they're comfortable with and what they trusted and what they knew kind of went out the window. You have to redevelop that with a new coaching staff. That's not easy for them. And so I'm proud of how they've actually handled everything. We kept getting better, and we were actually getting better even though we didn't always have the consistent results for it. And then we got into conference and, you know, I've consistently challenged our level of play each and every week. And I'm proud of how we've been able to finish the season strong. I still think there's room for us to keep improving as we move forward.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, to follow up on your statement there, you've won 19 of your last 21 games coming into the tournament. You are the number two seed this year. How do you think your late season performance will translate over into the tournament?
Well, I think you use every situation and every opportunity to get you battle tested for when you need to play your best when it matters the most. And I really wouldn't narrow it down to just our conference play, you know, because there's more to us than that, than just the last, you know, week, you know, 6 weeks or whatever that is. And you use every situation to grow from, to learn from, to make you battle tested physically and mentally. And so I actually encompass the entire season, if we use it for what it is, to make us the most prepared coming into this weekend and beyond and earning the right to do that. And, but it's not just about our last 19 to 21 games, for sure.
Great. Thank you, Coach, for joining us today. Good luck at the tournament this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.